Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My guest today is Congresswoman Virginia Fox, and she was in the district on Monday doing some things here in the 5th District. Speaking of which, congratulations on your win in the primary last week.
Thank you very much, Angela. I'm grateful to the people of the 5th District for putting their faith and trust in me, and I'm going to do my best to continue the policies I've stood up for the past 13 years and keep working hard.
Well, speaking of working hard, I got to tell you, Monday was just very exciting, I thought, for our country. You have had introduced with some other folks in Congress a resolution not too long ago, and it was passed, I think, last week, that called for nations to enter into robust diplomatic relations with Israel for their 70th year anniversary of statehood, which was Monday, yesterday, May 14th. And yesterday, I thought, was just a really big day. Our president announced that we would officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital. We would open up an embassy there, which we did on Monday, opened up the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. And I got to tell you, I was listening to Benjamin Netanyahu's speech, and the man was just so excited and so happy yesterday at the opening of that embassy. Talk to us about your feelings on that.
Well, Angela, I didn't get a chance to hear the entire ceremony, but I did hear a good bit of Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments, and I heard most of President Trump's comments. I thought President Trump's comments were very appropriate. They were brief, but they certainly covered the issue very well, and I appreciated so much Netanyahu saying there's no greater friend to Israel than the United States, and that this was certainly something that had been promised in the past and never fulfilled by other presidents. And I think it was terrific that President Trump did this. I agree with the president. Every sovereign nation has the right to choose where its capital to be, and Israel has always seen Jerusalem as its capital. I did get to hear Prime Minister Netanyahu go over different events that had occurred in Jerusalem, the building of the temple, the rebuilding of the temple. I think there was a goodly history lesson there for people who argue against Jerusalem being the capital of Israel. It is the appropriate place for the capital of Israel. It is the capital designated by God. I mean, there aren't too many of us that can say that.
Yes, ma'am. That's the truth. I was just thinking that God actually established the Jerusalem.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And I'm sorry, but I don't want to argue with him.
They can argue with God if they want to. I found it doesn't do much good.
No, it sure doesn't. I like to be on God's side, which, quite frankly, President Trump seems to be more of than anyone else. I find it fascinating the stand he has taken, but he has been very adamant about acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital, even mentioned the Temple Mount in his comments yesterday. I just thought it was a blessing. For those of us who believe God and his word, the Bible says that God blesses those who bless Israel and curses those who curse Israel. And I'm thankful that we're working on the side of blessing at the moment.
Right. I guess it was Lincoln. I probably won't quote it exactly, but Lincoln said something about, was God on our side? And Lincoln said, it's more important that I be on God's side.
Yeah,
I
amen.
Is the way he said it.
Right.
I agree with you. And I've only had a chance to visit Israel one time. But for anybody who has a chance to go there, you are really struck by how small Israel is, how close their enemies are, how easy it is for their enemies to do damage to them. And frankly, going into Jerusalem, doing the things that you do there as a Christian can overwhelm you in emotion with why this is the right thing to do.
It definitely is. Well, there have been so many things that have happened. In fact, I heard one commentator last week, news commentator, he said, if you're not concerned with Stormy Daniels, he said there are some other things that are going on this week. He said,
right,
we've had three prisoners, U.S. prisoners from North Korea released. The leader of North Korea has agreed to sit down with our president and talk. And we're opening up a U.S. embassy in Jerusalem on Monday. So there are so many things that the president is doing and has done in less than a year and a half, considering he has been so attacked by so many for so long. It's amazing how many things he has going on at one time.
Well, it truly is. And you know, but many of the pundits have just predicted disaster after disaster after disaster. And I think the president mentioned that the other night. Again, I don't have a chance to watch much of TV, but and they said he pointed out the difference in what's actually happening and what the pundits said was going to happen. He said they all said he'd be in a nuclear war with North Korea. But, you know, the man just seems to have a lot of common sense and to move ahead. And we've had all these other people around who seem to be brilliant diplomats, but we didn't get much out of that diplomacy, frankly.
Right.
North Korea has moved toward all the nuclear weapons it wants as a result of diplomacy.
Right.
Iran is on the verge of having nuclear weapons because of, quote, diplomacy, and because of this ridiculous agreement that President Obama made with him, which the best I can tell, all it accomplished was giving them $170 billion in cash in small unmarked bills. I mean, that was the most ridiculous thing in the world.
And and Trump pulled us out of that, too, last week, right?
That's right. And I think that we should follow Ronald Reagan's suggestion that you'll have peace through strength. You're not going to talk some of these people into doing the right thing if you look weak. And I believe that President Obama definitely looked weak. And I'm not so certain. I believe President Bush did his best to walk a fine line between trying to build nations and not go to war with everybody. But it didn't seem to have a major impact.
No, it didn't seem to work. And quite frankly, what you said earlier about we've had all sorts of diplomats who said, well, we can talk our way out of this, and that has never worked. And I realize that a lot of people give President Trump a lot of grief over what he says and how he says it. However, he goes at this from a businessman's point of view, and quite frankly, it has been working up to this point. Even when he went at China and said, okay, we're going to do fair trade now, and they said, oh, we're going to do tariffs, and our media was screaming, oh, it's going to be a trade war, it's going to be awful, our companies will fail. And then China comes back and says, oh no, we don't want a trade war. And you know,
that's right, because China needs us more than we need China. Absolutely the fact.
So you and I have talked before, it seems like other presidents that we've had in administrations were afraid to speak to China because they owe so much or own so much of our debt. President Trump doesn't seem to be afraid of talking straight with them.
Well, actually, they don't own so much of our debt. I don't know what the exact amount is now, but I remember checking on this a few years ago because this was a popular thought that, you know, we had to pussyfoot around with China because of the debt. But the vast majority of the debt that we have is owed to the American people. But China does hold some of our debt. Japan holds some of our debt. But as I said, the majority of our debt is owed to ourselves through bonds and other things that the American people have purchased. So there is no reason for us to tiptoe around China. No reason at all. While we're tiptoeing around them, they're running over us.
Right.
I mean, they're out there building military installations, building up their military. You know, Chinese are a lot more patient than we are in many ways. I mean, they've been around longer than we have as a country, and they're a lot more devious than we are. But I've always felt like being honest and being upright and straightforward is the way to go, no matter what. It may seem like, you know, you're naive and gullible, but I just believe it's the right way to do it. In the short run, those devious, evil people might look like they're winning, but they don't in the long run.
Now, you mentioned the State Department a few moments ago, and I know that you were never a fan of Rick Tillerson. What do you think about Mike Pompeo? I saw him in an interview over the weekend, and I was very impressed with how he handled himself and the stupid questions that he received.
Well, I will tell you, I am a huge fan of Mike Pompeo, a huge fan. You know, he graduated first in his class at West Point, and he served with us for 6 or 8 years. Now, he was never a talker. He is always very, very quiet, very thoughtful man. But he's one of those people that when he did speak, people listened, and I always listened. I was a huge fan of him. In fact, I we had tried a few years ago, I tried to get him to come to the district for an event, and we never could work it out, and that'll always be one of my big regrets. But when he got nominated, I was just thrilled. He was still serving in Congress when he got nominated, and we chatted a little bit about it, and I think he will be excellent. I also like John Bolton. You know, John Bolton says what he thinks.
Yes.
He is not one of these people that worries about diplomatic niceties either, but I think he is the right person for the job. I think things could go haywire tomorrow, obviously. I think we don't know for sure whether the North Koreans are going to live up to their word and they're going to do the right thing. I believe, though, at some point we're going to find out something has happened in North Korea to make them want to be cooperative and change the way they are doing things. And so I say take what you can get and run with it as long as you can.
Well, now,
because they certainly are doing the right thing.
Well, now, Mike Pompeo has said this repeatedly. We're going into this with our eyes wide open, and, you know, we're not just going to believe everything that they say. We're willing to work with them, but, you know, we're going to stay true and take a hard stand on what we expect from them at the same time. So
that's right.
He seems to be very clear-eyed and clear with his thoughts going into this meeting with, and I think the president is too, going in with this meeting with the leader of North Korea.
Oh, I agree with that. I completely agree. And I think the president is capable of walking away. And I don't think that Kim Jong-un wants the president to walk away from anything. I think people see, as the president has said, do not want to get on the wrong side of Donald Trump.
Well, that seemed to be quite apparent in many ways. Syria tried that back in April when Obama said, here's the line, you don't cross, don't use chemical weapons.
Right.
They used chemical weapons and we did nothing. They tried that with
right.
Trump and we shot back. So I think
that's
a
right.
lot of the world is learning that when he says something, that's what he means. Well, the CIA director, I have heard even liberal media commentators mention that this is the first time that they've, one, have had a female nominee, and two,
right.
the first time in a long time they've actually had someone that's qualified rather than just a white male, yeah, political crony that they're putting in here. But it's interesting because the enemy, or not, I won't say the enemies, those on the other side of President Trump say, oh, he's against women, and did it, which I find fascinating with so many women in his administration. But now then he has appointed Gina Haspel as the new CIA director,
right.
and they're trying to rip her apart. What are your thoughts on that?
Right, and yet they couldn't do enough to praise the guy whose name went out of my head, who actually was in charge of that interrogation. She was not involved with that waterboarding and that interrogation. She came in to help after the fact, but Clapper,
yeah,
and the other guy who was involved. What hypocrites they are. I'm not going to mince my words on this. They are total hypocrites when it comes to dealing with somebody the president nominates compared to somebody that President Obama nominated. And it's so obvious to people. And these folks who are doing this, who are being the hypocrites, are totally, they have no self-awareness, zero self-awareness for what they've done. They continue to live in a different world. That's all there is to it.
Well, again, as I mentioned, we're going to kind of run out of time, but I wanted to get you to kind of comment on this. In the past year and a half, and you can correct me if I have any of my facts wrong, that President Trump has been in office. And let me start off by saying this. I was not the biggest Trump fan to begin with. He was not my first choice. Quite frankly, he probably wasn't my second choice. But since he's been in office, I have been amazed and impressed with the things that he has accomplished in a year and a half. The tax reform, where at least 5 million Americans, I believe, have gotten bonuses because of that. Working with China on fair trade. 3 U.S. hostages in North Korea released. He has gone from Little Rocket Man shooting off missiles to he's going to be sitting down with him in Singapore for a face-to-face meeting. We've pulled out of that ridiculous Iran deal. Unemployment as it...
The lowest unemployment... Yeah, I was just going to say, lowest unemployment rate
since
years and years.
Since
lowest
2000,
lowest minority unemployment rate, lowest women's unemployment rate, and he gets no credit, zero credit. And he's reorganizing the federal government in a very positive way, Angela.
Well, he also rescinded the Arctic drilling ban. Is that correct?
That is correct. That was a part of what was in the tax bill. And the tax bill is having positive reverberations everywhere. I saw a headline the other day that the state coffers are overrunning as a result of the tax cuts. It's really sort of overwhelming what's happening. And the poor man cannot get credit for anything. I'm just grateful to all those people who surround him, many Christian pastors who surround him, who are supporting him and holding him up so that he won't get discouraged.
Well, I was listening to someone had mentioned about what Nikki Haley had commented on. They had asked her how this was going to hurt the working on a peace there in the Middle East with Israel and the Palestinians because we were recognizing Jerusalem as the capital. And she said it shouldn't hurt it at all. She said now then that we've recognized them as a capital, that takes Jerusalem off the table for negotiations and we can just move forward and not debate that anymore, which I thought was an interesting and a really good answer. But President Trump has also worked hard to really cut down, like he stopped the caravan, that herd of people that were coming through or wanting to come across the border, which they had done in years past, did not succeed in doing so this time. So many different things. But quite frankly, if you'll listen to the liberal media, they kind of skim over this if they mention it at all, and we go right back to Stormy Daniels and Russian collusion. So
And not one iota of evidence of collusion, which is not a crime, by the way, and certainly no, the president so far, with millions and millions of dollars spent by Robert Mueller, has been proven to do nothing wrong. Nothing.
And he finally had two judges to stand up to him, Robert Mueller did, and say, okay, you've gone beyond what your mandate was, and you need to, you know, let us see the stuff here then and get back on track. So it's interesting how things are moving right now. But
it is.
Any final thoughts before we leave today on all the stuff that has happened in the year and a half with this administration?
Well, if you do the right things for the right reasons, I've always been told, Angela, things will turn out correctly. And that's what I think we have to do. I think that's what President Trump is attempting to do. And I hope God will continue to bless him in all that he's doing and help our country get straightened out. He's done so much in a year and a half to undo the debacle of the previous 8 years. And I just hope the Lord will protect him and allow him to continue his work.
I will agree with you on that one. Amen. All right, Congresswoman Fox, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Angela.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.